Thank you for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. As the politics of the Israel-Hamas conflict drag on, Christian leaders prepare for when they can help in Gaza. Then, Transworld Radio Europe meets the Olympics this week. But first, speculation surrounds Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's upcoming speech to the U.S. Congress. Slated to speak on Wednesday, Netanyahu will make history as the only world leader to speak at Congress four times. Will he focus solely on the war in Gaza, highlight Iran's growing threat, or announce progress in hostage negotiations? No matter which direction Netanyahu goes, Fadi Saraya with MENA Leadership Center says the situation on the ground needs attention.
Around 38,000 Palestinians have been killed through this war in Gaza. We have around 100,000 who are injured. Around 700,000 people will not be able to find water to drink in the coming few days. So it's very, very bad. People are dying.
Israel's war against Hamas recently surpassed the nine-month mark and shows no signs of ending soon.
There is no timeline on eliminating an ideology or school of thought. At the beginning, Israel said they have three wanted outcomes from the war on Gaza, and one of them is to eliminate Hamas. At that point, wise people told them that they cannot do this because Hamas is an ideology. It's not like an army.
MENA Leadership Center is preparing Christian leaders to help meet the needs in Gaza as soon as it becomes safe enough to do so. Find ways to help in the full report online. Meanwhile, Iran's growing footprint in the Middle East, North Africa region is a critical threat. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
they exploit instabilities, becoming more of a thorn in the side of the U.S., U.K., the West in general. Of course, Israel is ground zero for them. They want and believe in the annihilation of Israel.
For example, Iran supports Hamas militants in Gaza, supplying them with a steady flow of funds, weapons, and trainings. Hezbollah enjoys similar benefits from Iran and Lebanon, where it threatens to begin war on Israel's northern border. Kelly says it's all a part of Iran's regional strategy.
They're looking for places that have already shown weaknesses, and so then they can come along and exploit that situation. Sudan definitely expands them into parts of Africa that they hadn't been in prior.
Plus, Sudan is a key location in the Red Sea.
Sudan's super strategic area. It's got access clearly to Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Israel.
While the regime plots regional domination, Iran's people have never been hungrier for meaning.
The people see no change. They see no hope. And ultimately, that creates opportunity for the gospel. Over 95% of Iranians don't have access to the gospel. So we need to fix our eyes on means and avenues of getting the gospel in there.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, what do a bus tour, Christian athletes, and AI have in common? They're each a part of Transworld Radio Europe's strategy to bring the gospel to the 2024 Summer Olympics. The project's name? Games Talk.
This project is framed around three main actions. The first one is about touring the city of Paris, and the goal is to connect with people in Paris and through the activities that are going to take place around the bus, to connect them also with churches in Paris.
That's Cecile Chan-Janyu with TWR Europe. She says the two other goals of Games Talk are to record the testimonies of Christian Olympians and then translate them with the help of AI tech.
Really, the goal here is to see how their faith and how God has been working through their life to use sport for God's glory.
These stories will go on radio waves and social media to reach the international community and the people of France who are caught up in the secularism.
It's pretty hard to talk about religion and about God in the public arena. We have less than 1% of Christian evangelical people. However, what I can see is that people are so hungry to find answer to the meaning of life.
Pray against the spiritual warfare at the Olympics and watch the gospel-centered social media content from TWR to share with your friends. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.